Thank you for downloading episode 58 of We Got This with Mark and Hal. And to all of you who support the show, want to know another way that you can help us out? You can go to iTunes and rate and review this very program that you're about to listen to and all the ones you've heard before. It helps us find new listeners. If you're not an iTunes listener, you can just share a link to this podcast on MaximumFun.org or whatever podcasting system you use to your friends. Let people know about the show so we can build on the community of all the people who yell at us and critique us for every single decision we make. We love it. And speaking of decisions, here's the one from episode 58 of We Got This with Mark and Hal.
Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all. Best cereal mascot.
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song.
Podcasts should not have a theme song.
Yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
They sound good.
Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right. We got this.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the 2016 We Got This Mascot Madness. That's right. We've got the top 16 cereal mascots duking it out here for supremacy. I'm Mark Gagliardi.
And I'm Hal Lublin, and today's topic is brought to you by Richard Lynch from the We Got This Facebook wall. That's Richard Lynch. For all of your cereal mascot suggesting needs, look no further than Richard Lynch.
Now, the way this tournament will work is each mascot is seeded 1 through 4. There are 4 brackets, and the 1 seeds play the 4 seeds. The 2 seeds play the 3 seeds, just to keep things fair. And, boy, we've got quite a lineup. So should we get started, Hal?
Before we do, I'm sorry to break the bit, Mark, but I have a question here. I'm looking at
this. What's your question, Hal?
You keep it going. I love this bracket. But one thing I've noticed that we should talk about is the fact
I'll drop the bit too.
Fair enough.
Not that I didn't think it was going swimmingly.
There are a couple of characters that did it was going great. Mark, you crushed it.
That's all I ask.
Do you love college sports? I mean, you love college football, but it's March Madness.
I love college football. I'm not a college basketball fan until like the Sweet 16 every year. So I'm a college basketball fan for like 2 weeks a year.
Fair enough. Okay. So
yeah.
There are a couple of notable absences here.
Should I tell you how I came up with this bracket?
That's what I wanted to ask, because I noticed one thing that I'm guessing, and tell me if I'm right, is that you removed characters that were licensed characters. So there's no Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble on here.
That is correct. I took off any character that when you think of that character, you don't immediately think of the cereal they're attached to. When I think of Fred and Barney, I think of the Flintstones cartoon. I don't think of Fruity Pebbles.
You don't think about Fred Flintstone rapping?
I'm Fred Flintstone. I'm here to say I love Fruity Pebbles.
I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way. I'm doing rap music, Barney.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
So I eliminated all of those. If that is amenable to you.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Or are you amenable to that? How does that phrase go?
It's about either way. I agree. It is both amenable to me and I am amenable to it. We get along
perfect.
Just fine on it.
Great. So I took, I got the top 16 off of, there's a, as we, frequently use on this program, Wikipedia has a list of all of the mascot, all of the different cereal mascots from all of the major brands. And basically, I just went through that list and picked the top 16 that I had heard of. So the selection process was a little bit arbitrary. I think the only ones that I eliminated were what?
Do you not know a lot of cereal? Are you not a big cereal guy?
No, I know a lot of cereal mascots. I just wanted to make sure I was thorough because I didn't want to seed this. I took this seriously, Hal.
I understand.
I didn't want to seed this and make a major omission.
Well, I did notice one omission. Let's say that the ground rule for this is that they've appeared on the box, okay? Let's assume.
Are you going to give me some Star Wars character?
No. Because those are the C-3POs, which was a real cereal that I had in my house, was very excited to eat in 1983. Uh-huh.
The box is still there, I bet.
I'm sure.
Empty, of course.
I have to go break into my old house and see if I can find it somewhere. Is it still behind that false panel I set up? no, Mikey.
from life. He was on the box. Not only as a child, but later on, they thought he was dead. There was like a rumor going around that like he was dead. So they put him back on the box as an adult with a bunch of other adults, and you had to pick him out. Like they made a game out of it. But I assume that because he is a living person and not a cartoon animal, that
list. You know, I hadn't thought about adding him to this list.
Okay.
But there are certainly some number four seeds that I would eliminate and put Mikey in there.
I think that he is not going to make it that far. I think I'm looking at this list and I will post this bracket online so people can see it. Even the number fours make a lot of sense. It makes sense everybody who is there. So I wouldn't replace him. The other one I could think of was Quake and Quisp, which is they were old like Quaker like alien people. I wouldn't include them in this list either. I just wanted to say that to acknowledge them. And then
okay,
the third for me would be the puppet, the Crispy Critters puppet, which
I don't remember the Crispy Critters puppet either.
That's because you probably don't. Like, I really only remember the commercial. I never had the cereal. I don't know if anybody did. It probably had, like, arsenic in it or something, and they never sent it to stores. But he was like a Humphrey Bogart type. The Crispy Critters, that fun, wholesome bunch. It was a low.
Oh, my cereal. God. Yes, I remember this.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He didn't stick in my brain that well, I guess. So
exactly. And the real star
is an imperfect science.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the ones that I did eliminate.
Please.
Because there were others that I thought were more deserving. And I had to break up a group to do it. And I broke them up in the seating as well. and that is the General Mills Monster cereals.
Sure.
Everybody knows Count Chocula. Boo Berry and Frankenberry.
Yes.
People forget about Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brute.
Fruit Brute? Is that the werewolf? Yeah.
That is the werewolf, Fruit Brute. So I was like, screw you, Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy. You two are gone.
Get to stepping.
I don't even know what their cereal was.
I think you made the right choice. I think it was just powdered sugar in a wax bag. It was stapled on the inside of like some blueberry.
Oh, you made me hiccup laugh. All right. Shall we? I don't want to go through and say what everything is. No. I'd like to just go battle by battle.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have these in regions? Because I see you have 1 through 4 seeds for each bracket. All right.
So
take me through. Here we go.
So should I name each of these regions?
Yeah. Let's go to the first region.
Okay. What do we call this?
Oh, I thought you had a name.
Oh, no. I didn't have a name for it. Are we going north, south, east, west?
Yeah, let's start with north.
All right.
Well, north, north, south, then east, then west.
Great.
If you want to mark it down at home for your pools.
So, the north division, the first game in north is Lucky the Leprechaun versus Cookie Crisp. Now, Cookie Crisp, I'm going for, this is Team Cookie Crisp. That includes all of the Cookie Crisp characters because they got rid of Cookie Cop and Cookie Crook, the cop used to chase the crook around as he was stealing the Cookie Crisp.
Right.
And they replaced that, and he had a dog named Chip. Of course he had a dog named Chip.
Chip is the name of the dog. Yeah. I did not know the names of these characters.
They got rid of, the crook and the cop. Chip became a werewolf, and now he is Chip the Wolf. Clearly, this is a 4 seed going up against Lucky the Leprechaun, an iconic character.
Well, I have to say, it is kind of cool that the dog Chip became a full-on like werewolf, like not only became like feral.
Yeah.
But
went back to the wild.
Yeah. I'll tell you what happened to Cookie Cop and Cookie Crook. They were both eaten by Chip when he transformed into that monster that's on the box.
Yeah. That full moon happened and suddenly that box just burst out of the pantry.
Yeah. Now, is there a problem? Are we going to, can we just at least admit, let's say it this way, that Lucky is, while he is an entertaining character and has lasted a very long time, that there is something incredibly offensive about the fact that he's just like a broguey leprechaun.
Oh, sure. At least they didn't put a beer in his hand.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. So, oh, by the way, I think that the only reason they made Chip into a wolf was once they got rid of Cookie Crook and Cookie Cop. Cookie Crook used to always say Cookie Crisp.
Okay.
Which sounds a little bit like a wolf howl. So now they've turned that into Chip the Wolf.
Boy, after all those years, they decided that that phrase needed motivation. Is that what the problem was?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, well done, General Mills. This is actually a General Mills face-off right here.
Oh yeah, in fact, it really is.
All of these are General Mills. This is the General Mills bracket.
All right, General. Well, there's a lot of General Mills everywhere.
That's because they make crispy sugar for your teeth, and I love them so much. Thank you, General Mills.
So I should point out that the order of these, once the seating was determined, the order was randomized.
Okay. Fair enough.
By PricewaterhouseCoopers. So our second battle in the North, also known as the General Mills bracket. Second battle in the North is Buzz Bee from Honey Nut Cheerios versus Boo Berry.
Yes.
From the General Mills Monster series. This is a number two seed versus a number three seed.
Can I point something out?
Mm-hmm.
I know Sugar Bear / Honey Bear is at a different seed. Or a different bracket, region altogether. But don't you think when you look at the sleepy eyes that he has and Boo Berry has, that Boo Berry is the future where Sugar Bear has died? And when he dies, he dons a straw hat and a bow tie and becomes the dandy Boo Berry.
But he's like a dandy Bootsy Collins kind of vibe to him. Sugar Bear had. We'll get to Sugar Bear. I love Sugar Bear.
Sure.
Sugar Bear may be a come from behind victory.
But I have to say here.
But Boo Berry, yeah, Boo Berry is just, he's just a dapper ghost. I don't remember Boo Berry terribly well. To be honest, the only reason I put him in here is because I lumped him in with the monster ones and those all got a three, or he and Frankenberry got a three seed.
Yeah. Well, it would be insane not to include him. But you also have Busby in here. I assume what we're going to do is take this region and we're going to determine the two winners, and then we'll move on to the next. Is that your plan?
This is round one.
Okay, so round one, I'd say it's not even close. The Honey Nut Cheerios Bee, who I consider to be the Willy Loman of cereal, definitely moves forward. Didn't he always seem like depressed and like people are hitting him and knocking him around? Like he comes home and, oh, it was a tough day at the bowl, honey. I had him. I could have sold him on the strawberries. Like,
and then they put me in that glass jar again.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he started rapping for a while. Do you remember when he had a rap career?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. The Honey Nut Cheerios Bee, Buzz Bee, which I did not know was his name. I hope you don't pronounce it Buzz Bee, which would be really, I don't know. It's written as two words, but you know.
I think Buzz Bee. I like Bee is his last name, clearly. His name is Buzz.
Buzz Herman B. He doesn't use his middle name, though. All right. So coming out of the North, the championship in the North division will be between Lucky the Leprechaun and Buzz B. That is the first round in the North. Let's move on to the South. Yeah. Can I go back into doing that voice just a little bit? When I move on to big brackets, is that okay?
Yeah. Let me just say, though, I agree with you. I think Lucky beats Cookie Crisp. Even though it has a very cool kind of Twilight vibe to it. And then Busby trounces Boo Berry and busts him. I bet you he ghost busts him with a proton pack. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Puts him in that little thing and then drops him out down the chute that William Atherton does not want you to shut or wants you to shut down.
That's right.
The EPA. Let me say that again.
Go ahead.
It is William Atherton, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're putting Boo Berry in that chute and putting it into the wall where the rest of them are stored. And William Atherton's going to ask us to shut the thing down, but we can't do that.
That's right.
All right, moving on. That was long-winded. I apologize.
That's okay.
Moving on to the South. Two major, major games going on in the South today. This will determine who will play for the championship of this region. The first of the games, it is 3-on-1, this first game, which may make it a little bit one-sided, but this is Snap, Crackle, and Pop versus Cornelius Rooster, the rooster on the front of the Kellogg's Cornflakes box.
Can we take these one by one and just determine the winner and then move on to the next match? Is that okay for this first round in this region? Because I have a thought on this.
Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, I want to say who I think should win between Snap, Crackle, and Pop and Cornelius Rooster, and then we'll move on to the next one if you agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we've been doing all along, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right. I guess I don't know.
Hal, you know what we should do?
What?
We should start doing a podcast.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
So
not for me.
That's true. I feel like I have to separate here the mascot from the cereal because I like cornflakes more than Rice Krispies. I get that they make noise. Ha ha. Beautiful. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. But Snap, Crackle, and Pop are way better than basically a two-dimensional rooster who looks
it's flat and two-colored. Yeah, it looks like Judge Doom after that steamroller went over him. Like, yeah, you're a Gutenberg printing press cartoon.
Exactly.
What you are, Cornelius Rooster.
And I know
Cornelius. Didn't they have him like out and doing stuff for a while though?
Yes, I think he's been a real rooster or represented by a real rooster. I know he's been animated before, but too little too late. It's hard to beat the flying V of Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
All right, so Snap, Crackle, and Pop are moving on.
Yes.
Okay, and now our next matchup in the South region is a good one. Oh, this is a good one. This is between two roughly the similarly sized animals, I would believe. If we were going to do this by, you know, who would win in a fight.
Right.
We're talking about Trix Rabbit versus Sunny the Cuckoo.
Yeah, these are the two junkies.
Yeah, I didn't mean to seed the junkies together, but there they are.
They're coke addicts. But So here's the real question is, which is worse? I think this comes down to who is a bigger danger to children. Is it?
Yeah. Is it the guy who doesn't have any and really needs some or the guy who is on it?
Right. I mean, the Trix Rabbit is just constantly trying to deceive kids. He also has he's miserable. He never gets tricks. He's never allowed. Maybe he got them once. Is that right?
It really is a sad story. I don't think he ever got them. Maybe in like a Christmas one.
Yeah, it's like a forbidden love. Like he can't. Tricks are for kids. They're not for you. So we don't want your kind here.
This is a weak character. Look at me blaming him. That's terrible.
Maybe the problem is the reason why they won't give the Trix Rabbit his tricks is because he'll turn into Sunny the Cuckoo, who goes insane when he has like a spoonful of Cocoa Puffs, which every child does because, again, it's just chocolate.
Yeah. This is – I think Sunny the Cuckoo for me is cereal realism, just heightened. It's the actual effect of the cereal. But, and not like – everybody knows that spinach isn't going to make your arms bigger, Popeye. Like, you know, like stop trying to teach kids – good eating habits. You know, if you eat a spoonful of this chocolate Hershey syrup of a dessert breakfast, you're going to be bouncing off the walls. I like it when he would wreak havoc in places that he's not supposed to be wreaking havoc.
like the Senate.
Yeah. There was one in the Senate or a courtroom. There was one.
Yeah. First of all, who's letting this bird into a library? That seems like a big mistake and a health hazard. Second of all, don't give the bird chocolate cereal, you fools.
So who do we like in this? Do we like the rabbit who never gets his fix? Which it's really a sad story.
It is.
It's just kids being jerks to a rabbit. So do we give it to the Trix Rabbit out of pity? Because I think the superior mascot in this, just for showing the truth of what cereal is Sunny the Cuckoo.
I agree with that, but I have to say, as somebody who was picked on as a child and adult, mm-hmm. that I want nothing more than to see the Trix Rabbit smack those kids in the face and eat all of their cereal and then take their money and push them down a flight of stairs. So I would go with the Trix Rabbit for this one.
Okay. Well, one thing we haven't weighed is their catchphrases. One of the catchphrases Sonny the Cuckoo. I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Yes. And the Trix Rabbit's catchphrase really is not said by him. It's said by the children. Yeah. Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. Boy, they really are mean to him.
Right. But he's really clever about trying to – he's constantly trying to fool them.
Yeah.
If memory serves. He doesn't stop. He's got an indomitable spirit.
So you know what? That indomitable spirit, and because you were picked on as a kid, I'm giving this to you arbitrarily.
Fair enough.
The Trix Rabbit. Moves
all right,
on.
Let's blow through the rest of these round one matchups.
All right. So, our next round one matchup, we are going to the East.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a good one in the East. We have got teammates battling it out against each other. That's coming up in a second. But first, we have, this should be no contest, Tony the Tiger versus Dig'em Frog.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. I love
For those who don't know who Dig'em Frog is.
It's the fact that you have to say that.
Dig'em Frog is Honey Smacks. And he was like a – isn't he a frog that sounds like Dr. John?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Which is a kind of awesome character. Why don't we make a frog that sounds like Dr. John?
Who knew that later on Princess and the Frog would take place in New Orleans?
And yeah, they were ahead of their time.
Yeah, he was prescient. As a character.
And he had like a baseball cap and like funky sneakers in the mid 80s.
He's a well-dressed frog. He's very cool. I'm pretty sure I remember him either getting or giving high fives, but like slap some skin, not like after a game, like, hey, dig him. That's my memory of him. Like he's smooth as a cool handshake. But
now that said,
Tony the Tiger,
he's going against Tony the Tiger.
You can't beat Tony the Tiger if you're a frog.
Tony the Tiger can do anything.
Yeah. Easy. Cakewalk.
All right. Cakewalk. Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
All right. I shouldn't even have to write that down. I should just know that. All right. Now this is the battle. This is a battle. And I feel like I know who's going to come out on top in this one. And I feel like we also already, when we had our guests from Mystery Science Theater 3000, I think we already took care of this one in a way.
Absolutely.
This is a number 2 seed versus a number 3 seed, Count Chocula versus Frankenberry.
It's well established, Mark, that vampire and Dracula beats man-made monster and Frankenstein, so we can just move on from this one. Agreed?
Well, in our episode, didn't we determine that Frankenstein was the superior Universal movie monster?
You know, I did not remember that. For some reason, I thought it was Dracula. My memory was that it was Dracula. But
I don't listen to the show.
Certainly, I could be wrong.
You just assume it's always the one that you want it to be.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. It is Frankenstein. So
that said, Count Chocula, I think, wins this.
Yeah, Count Chocula is better. In the cereal world, it gets reversed.
Everybody knows Count Chocula. Fewer people know Frankenberry.
That's true.
Like hipsters buy Frankenberry to put in their pantry because it's like the cool underground one. Like everybody knows Count Chocula. You're not going to impress anybody having Count Chocula, but like, you know, Frankenberry. But it's because it's the inferior one.
Yes, absolutely.
So that was the East. Moving on now to the West, two more great matchups for you. Our final battles of the first round of the tournament. Are you ready, Hal?
Let's do it.
The first matchup. This is also going to be, I believe, no contest. Cap'n Crunch, C-A-P apostrophe N, Crunch.
Yes.
Versus Sonny the Sun, who has two scoops and scoops raisins into your cereal box.
Can I just say how creepy it is to think that our son, number one, has arms, and number two is using those arms to put food in our food? Like, I like raisins just fine. I love Raisin Bran, but essentially that could be anything. You could be putting crushed up pills in there. Could be putting broken glass, just
– I mean, mercury. At the very least, he's just kind of passive aggressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you wake up. You go into your kitchen. There he is outside. Oh, good morning. You know,
you're pretty good at making breakfast, but you're not great at making breakfast.
What an a-hole. Oh, that smug smile he has.
That face on that sun, the way he looks. And when they put the sunglasses on him, you don't need sunglasses. You are the sun.
Yeah, exactly. What are you?
You're the cause of it.
Yeah, like only if you're looking in a mirror, then I guess it would be okay.
Ugh, Captain Crunch wins. Yes. I'm sorry, Cap'n Crunch.
Cap'n, please.
Okay. And our final battle, one that we mentioned before versus another that we hadn't mentioned yet, but is a very, very popular one. This final battle is between Sugar Bear and Toucan Sam.
All right. I think this is a clear-cut one, too, and I will tell you why.
Okay.
Let's see what you think. I think Sugar Bear is super cool. He's, like, the coolest. You want to hang out with Sugar Bear.
Yeah, he's groovy, man. He's Sugar Bear.
Yeah, you want to hang out with cool people.
Was it like half Bootsy Collins, half Dean Martin?
I remember him being like a Dean Martin, Bing Crosby type. That's why, to me, he is the alive version of Booberry. Like, Ken Plume recently pointed out to me that Casper, the friendly ghost, was once a dead child. It's like a dead child that wanders the earth.
Yeah.
So I think that Booberry is a dead Sugar Bear. I still maintain that. It's true. But
right.
How much cooler is it to be with a bird that can find cereal for you? Because that's what Toucan Sam does.
Ooh,
he locates
yeah.
Fruit Loops, which are delicious.
He's a diviner. He is a Saturday morning diviner.
Yeah, exactly. He'll just follow his nose. He just follow this bird, and he magically takes you to Fruit Loops. Nothing better.
All right. So it looks like if we're going with Toucan Sam that, which I'm happy to do.
Yeah, didn't Sugar Bear punch people? Didn't have the crunch with punch and he would hit somebody?
Yes, I think so. For a while. They probably toned that down.
Yeah, this is very violent. We have to go with the diviner of fruit-flavored cereals.
All right, 8 teams gone, 8 teams remain. Before we take a break, let's take a look at how things stand right now. In the North, playing for the Northern Division Championship, it's Lucky the Leprechaun versus Buzz B from Honey Nut Cheerios. In the South, it's Snap, Crackle, and Pop, 3-on-1 versus the Trix Rabbit for the South title. In the East, the championship will be fought by Tony the Tiger and Count Chocula. One of them will be the champion in the East, and all the way out in the West, we're looking for a new champion. Is it going to be Cap'n Crunch or Toucan Sam? Who are going to be your divisional champions? Who are going to face off for the title of Ultimate Cereal Mascot? Find out after these messages from Max Fun.
Hi, I'm Brian Safi.
And I'm Erin Gibson.
And we host the Throwing Shade podcast. On Throwing Shade, we look at an issue important to ladies and an issue important to gay people, and then we basically make fun of it.
Yeah, and just to answer your question, no, we don't have a marriage pact that if we don't get married by the time we're 30, we're going to do that
no,
with each other.
No, that's true, okay. Although we have each been divorced 3 times.
Welcome to Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
Ross.
Hi, Carrie.
What do you think is creepier?
Okay.
You jump into a swimming pool. All of a sudden, the water goes away, and instead of water, there is the bones of your dead ancestors.
Ew.
Or our show.
That's pretty tough because we visited a live exorcism.
We joined the Ordo Templi Orientis where we had to worship a naked lady.
Oh, and we joined that Tony Alamo cult. No. They were scary.
Super creepy. We joined the Aetheri Society.
We tried penis enlargement, or at least I did.
Oh boy, I tried breast enlargement. We have basically done every creepy, weird, fringe thing except for thousands more, which we will get to if you listen to our show.
I'd still say the swimming pool with my ancestors' bones.
Well, then I don't even know if people should listen.
I guess they shouldn't.
But if you want to, we're at Maximum Fun, and the show's called Ono, Ross, and Carrie.
And we're back with exciting round 2 action as we check in on all our brackets and move even closer to our final 4. Mark?
That's right. We've got 8 teams, our Elite 8, trademark. And we're going to take a look right now at some of these championship battles. All right. They're super litigious, so we probably shouldn't do any of this episode.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. We got this.
Yeah.
For Hal Lublin, I'm – all right. All right. So let's take a look at the North Championship. Lucky the Leprechaun versus Buzz B.
What are you feeling here, Mark?
I'm feeling what you mentioned earlier, about this leprechaun being vaguely racist.
Yeah.
He is a pint away from an old political cartoon.
Yeah, basically he was an extra in Gangs of New York who got a nicer suit.
And he also doesn't do much aside from a little bit of golleming.
Please explain that.
Well, he's got his precious and he sort of, you know, hoards it away from the children who are trying to get it from him. And he's constantly being chased by people who want his stuff, his precious, and he's holding on to it and maybe losing his mind in the process.
We don't know. A decent analysis. Can you name all of the marshmallow shapes in order?
Oh gosh. I used to be able to. All I remember is, and purple horseshoes is all I remember now.
There's yellow stars,
mm-hmm.
red hearts,
mm-hmm.
blue diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Green clovers.
Ah, yes.
Isn't there a moon? Did I say moons already?
They added a purple moon when I was a like late kid.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what, that was hashtag not my moon.
Burning up the social media, discourse
of 1989.
1989. All right. So are you saying, if you are, I'm on board with this, that we should eliminate, Lucky and that Busby moves on to the final four?
I think that Busby needs to move on to the final four because Busby is a more well-rounded character. We've seen him take the lead role as protagonist rather than goal in his commercials. Right. And he's been an exceptional protagonist over the years. Whereas Lucky has been an excellent goal and foiler of children. But I think the more noble in this would be to go with the protagonist and literally go with the little guy.
Yes. And he is the healthiest. Well, not quite because of our next matchup. So right now, the healthiest of the serial mascots to advance to the final four, and the first to advance is Busby. But up next, we have Snap,
Tricks,
Crackle, and Pop,
which is super good for you.
Yes.
Oh wait,
no. Snap, Crackle, and Pop versus the Trix Rabbit.
Right. Who represents what looks like a bowl of Skittles? Like a cereal bowl full of Skittles. You know what, they always have that enlarged spoon image.
Yes.
You know what that the spoon looks like on a Trix box? It looks like a silver spoon full of Elmer's glue and a handful of Skittles.
It's like the cocaine spoon from Studio 54.
All right. So this is the Trix Rabbit versus Snap, Crackle, and Pop. So let's talk about Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Okay.
The Snap, Crackle, and Pop are, they are iconic and onomatopoetic, as you pointed out.
Yes.
They are also a strange mix. They are, the three characters. Snap is a chef. Crackle is a tomta or a niece or a tomta niece, which is a Swedish mythological figure associated with Christmas and the winter solstice.
Okay.
and Pop is a drum major. So I don't know why these three are together. Aside from making us delicious Rice Krispies, like, I don't know what those three functions are in the process of creating Rice Krispies.
No, I think they represent maybe the noises they make in some way. But to me, like, they just exist and they're kind of around. I remember them being somewhat annoying when I was a kid, whereas the Trix Rabbit, I was on his side every time. Do you agree?
I was never annoyed by Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I find them fascinating, but I am happy to, move the Trix Rabbit on to the final four. Again,
If only because you were picking a
shot. I'm not even playing that. I'm telling you what I liked about the Trix Rabbit. Don't even try.
What, that you identified with the other kids giving him crap?
You're like reverse manipulating me right now. I will not.
No, I'm not.
For it.
Hal, I love you. I'm going with the Trix Rabbit because I think that everybody's not trying to manipulate you all the time.
They are. I swear they are.
No. No. We'll go with the Trix Rabbit, Hal.
Oh, thank goodness. Wait a minute.
No, I think that that's a, I think that's a fair choice.
Yeah.
Versus Snap, Crackle, and Pop, because I really like the Trix Rabbit. You know what the pattern of those commercials is. All I really know about Snap, Crackle, and Pop is their image on the box, which based on their costumes raises more questions than answers. So. That said, are you comfortable saying that the champion of the North is Buzz B and the champion of the South is the Trix Rabbit?
Sounds right to me.
Great. So that is North and South. Let's move on to East and West. In the East, the championship for the East Division, we are looking at Tony the Tiger versus Count Chocula. Now, do we do vampire versus tiger, or do what we have seen of them in commercials? It is going to be tough. I mean, Tony the Tiger is the New England Patriots of this whole bracket system here.
Except I like Tony the Tiger.
That's fair. I mean, he's a juggernaut. Tony the Tiger is Count Chocula is great. Count Chocula is part of a wonderful team. I don't know that I've ever eaten the cereal Count Chocula. The only thing I really know about Count Chocula is that I was once impressed by Count Chocula cosplay at a Comic-Con.
You don't see a lot of people dressed as Tony the Tiger unless they work for Kellogg's.
Right. But Tony the Tiger can kick a soccer ball from across the field. The soccer one is the one that keeps coming into my head. What else can he do?
Sure, he can hit a home run.
He's very athletic.
Yeah, he's athletic.
He's hit home runs. He's thrown footballs. That sounds very unathletic the way I said that.
It sounds like you don't know what sports are. He throws footballs. He hits a baseball. He skates a park. He can fly.
He hockey skates.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. Those commercials are all about like he's this incredible athlete who is fueled by a sugar cereal, which is brilliant because as a kid, you're like, oh, I need a good excuse to eat this sugary mess. I know. Yeah. I'll tell everybody it'll make me better at T-ball.
Yeah, I feel like the guys over at General Mills who make Cocoa Puffs and have Sonny the Cuckoo Bird, they're doing the same thing that Tony the Tiger is doing, which is he eats the character eats the cereal and then something happens to him. Over at General Mills, he turns into this freakish, delirious meth head Mr. Hyde. And over on the Kellogg side, he turns into Superman.
Yeah, it's the difference between the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde formula, and then Frosted Flakes are like the clear pills and Limitless, where they make you better and super focused. And in that case, you kind of have to go with the super athlete over, in this case, I know he's not going up against Sonny, but for me, he's like, is he becomes Superman when he eats his cereal? How brilliant is that? And yeah. Also, don't you think, Mark, somewhere deep down, that Count Chocula wants to bite into your neck and suck your precious blood out and kill you and then make you his Renfield or just devour you whole.
And I bet he is. And I bet he wants to do it. That's why he wants to get you to eat this cereal. He wants to do it after you, right after you eat the cereal. So your blood is super delicious and chocolatey.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's fattening.
Also,
you up.
I don't know how the digestive system works.
You're close enough.
All right. So Tony the Tiger comes out on top in that battle. It is official. The champion of the East Division, Tony the Tiger.
Yay.
Now, it's time for the West Division Championship. That is Cap'n Crunch versus Toucan Sam. Now, look, I know you mentioned earlier that a toucan has this sort of magic ability to find Fruit Loops. But Cap'n Crunch is a pirate captain. Or a ship captain. I don't know if he's a pirate. I don't know what kind of money he's taking.
He looks like he's military.
But what he is guiding you toward is adventure. And what's more important to you, Hal, a bowl of cereal or an adventure?
Well, a bowl of cereal, but I will tell you this. this is my only – and I don't have a problem with Captain Crunch. I love Captain Crunch. I like soggy cereal. I know I'm weird. I like mushy, like, because the milk is all sugary, and then the cereal still tastes sugary, but it's just like – it's just brilliant. And his whole thing is he fights off the bits of milk that make your cereal – he fights off the soggies. And I also have in college, I went on our college radio station and did a shift of the afternoon show. Like my friends, Jeff Sumagee, who listens to our podcast, and I can't remember who his co-host was, but they had me on as Captain Crunch. So I did like a half an hour on their radio show.
Can we hear your Captain Crunch voice?
Sure. It went a little something like this.
I'm Captain Crunch and I'm here to fight all of the soggies.
So I did that for like.
Do you think that did you introduce yourself that way? Because I think when people see Captain Crunch, they know who he is and why he's there.
Yes, but that was all. Oh, well, here's the thing: I played him as a Vietnam vet who had a ton of flashbacks.
Jeez.
So I did three characters on that show. I did Captain Crunch, Sean Connery, and Randy the Macho Man Savage.
Ooh, let's hear Sean Connery having a bowl of Captain Crunch with Macho Man Randy Savage.
The Sean Connery was terrible, by the way. I'm all just right. Going to put that out right now.
So let's have terrible Sean Connery, which I guess makes him like evil Sean Connery.
Yeah.
terrible Sean Connery, Macho Man Randy Savage, and eating a bowl of Captain Crunch.
Okay. I'll do Captain Crunch serving the cereal first. How's that?
Ooh. Okay.
Enjoy your bowls of Captain Crunch. Why, thank you, Captain. I'm so happy to be here eating lunch with my good friend, Randy the Macho Man Savage.
Oh, yeah, Sean. We're eating this Captain Crunch all over the place. Oh, yeah. Dig it. Snap into it.
Thank you. It's a little something like that. Yeah. It's okay. Please applaud. I appreciate it. All of this to say, Captain Crunch is near and dear to my heart, and I agree with you. Like, he's a military guy. I think the soggies were the pirates.
That's
right.
If I'm
not mistaken.
All I remember, these things, they fade from memory. mine, apparently, yeah. Not yours.
We apologize, Captain Crunch. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. But I have a special place in my heart for Captain Crunch.
Sure.
Maybe it's because I like Blue Man Group. And they have that Captain Crunch scene.
They do?
No, they have a great Captain Crunch scene. Anybody that ever saw Blue Man Group thought that was funny.
So we're saying that Captain Crunch moves on. Is that right?
Yeah, unless you've got a compelling argument for why Toucan Sam should beat Captain Crunch.
No,
thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, Captain Crunch. You're a hero to us all. I love the fact that there is a magical bird that can lead me to cereal, but also I like the idea that the captain is patrolling the seas of milk, keeping your cereal safe from the soggies, which how is he doing that? He's using military grade weapons and secrets. Okay.
Yeah.
So don't dig into it too much. That is classified and above your pay grade.
Okay. Watch Cereal Zeitgeist. All I'm saying, go online, watch Cereal Zeitgeist. All right. Hal, we are down to our final four.
I'm very excited.
We have Buzz. I almost said Buzz Lightyear because all I wrote was Buzz. And when you work at Disneyland for 10 years, when you see the word Buzz, you assume that it means Buzz Lightyear. So I'm going to finish that word. I'm going to write Buzz B.
Fair enough.
All right. So our final four.
Yes.
And these are how the battles have come out.
Okay.
We have Buzz B versus the Trix Rabbit, two number two seeds, by the way. So of the North and South, the number one seed did not make it all the way through. And in the East and West, we have Tony the Tiger, a number one seed, going against Captain Crunch, another number one seed. So we've got two seeds duking it out in the North and South, and we've got two number one seeds duking it out in the East and West divisions. What are we going to call this? We already had the division series. Would this be the conference?
Yes, we're in the final four right now. This is the final four.
Final four. All right. First game of the final four, Buzz Bee versus the Trix Rabbit.
I mean, two sad characters.
I don't know. This may be where the Trix Rabbit falls out of my favor.
Okay.
Where I stop giving him passes. Because, I mean, Buzz Bee raps. That's like,
a good point.
I mean, I know Fred Flintstone rapped terribly, and Buzz Bee has had so many different adventures. He's like Barbie. They put him in every possible situation.
Hold on. Fred Flintstone rapped wonderfully. He did all of the important things. He introduced himself, and he explained what he was here to
say.
Why
he was there.
Yeah, he identified it like a real gentleman.
My name is Fred. I'm Fred Flintstone, and I'm here to say I love Fruity Pebbles. Great up until then.
Yes.
But in a major way – you're not giving specifics.
You're right. You're right. It was,
you know,
they were crudely formed raps at best. Certainly the best MC of the two would be Buzz Bee.
Yeah, but it's not a battle over who's the best MC because the Trix Rabbit, I don't think ever even did MC. And that's who's battling right now.
Yeah. And let's also point out that the Trix Rabbit schemes weren't exactly Ocean's 11. He got caught every single time.
Sure. He would put on a fake mustache and try to do a magic show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no way we can tell that that's a rabbit. We have no idea what a rabbit's face looks like. So it's also kind of his fault. Like, he never just goes, "Hey guys, this has gone on long enough. Can I have some of that Cap'n Crunch? It would mean a lot to me. Things haven't been going well at home. My sister and I haven't spoken in years."
Why would the Trix Rabbit be trying to get Cap'n Crunch from? Wait, has he been trying to get Cap'n Crunch from him this whole time?
Yeah, that's the thing. He just wants any cereal he can get.
Look, I appreciate the plight that the Trix Rabbit has been through.
Yeah.
But his free ride in this tournament ends now.
Sorry, Trix Rabbit. We'll see you later.
Buzz Bee, you are moving on to the final two.
Silly Rabbit, championship matches are for bees.
All right. The final matchup here going into the championship game, the last two of the final four, we've got Tony the Tiger versus Cap'n Crunch.
Yes.
Now, is Tony the Tiger as strong when he's not eating the cereal? Cap'n Crunch doesn't need the cereal to be strong.
No. Cap'n Crunch is more of a vigilant defender. He's constantly traveling around the seven seas. He's finding the Soggies wherever they are and defeating them. He's also very violent. I mean, he's basically trying to destroy these creatures.
Yeah.
They're his Moby Dick.
Oh, wait. Were you saying violence was a bad thing?
I'm undecided. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't. There is some – like, I feel like Tony the Tiger is sort of like your uncle, right? They're two uncles.
Yeah.
How about this? One is the cool uncle who shows up every once in a while and just sort of takes care of business. Probably was in the military. Mm-hmm. But that's Cap'n Crunch, right? And then Tony the Tiger is – the uncle who is like a brother or the uncle who's like a second father. He takes you to all your games. He's always there to help out. He's there to talk to. So the question is, would you rather pick the cool uncle or the uncle who's always supportive and kind and in your corner?
I don't know if I would agree with that. I don't know if I would agree with that setup though, because Tony the Tiger is like the cool uncle who can do miraculous things on a ball field.
That's
true. He lives in the human world. So when you're with Tony the Tiger, it's the difference between, would you like to hang out with your favorite cool uncle?
Right.
Or would you like to hang out with a sailor on a ship in a sea of milk fighting against the Soggies for the very soul of a breakfast cereal? Do you want that imaginative takeaway? It's not a battle between militarism and friendliness.
Okay.
It's a battle between the Darwinism of real world youth athletics and the fantasy world of a captain who's defending you from the Soggies.
Well, hold on.
And you're helping defend.
Let's not say that's the real world when a tiger is catching touchdown passes and kicking field goals.
Look, all I'm saying is one of those teams had to lose that day. And the team that lost was probably a little PO'd that it was a giant anthropomorphic animated tiger did all the work for the team.
Is this like the kid from the Little League World Series a couple of years ago who was like clearly 50? They're like, hold on. I don't know if that's they're like, hey, is that a tiger on that other Little League team? It's kind of unfair. First of all, very unsafe to have a tiger out on the field. Second of all, very uncool that this tiger who's real good at sports and is giving all the kids sugar cereal is allowed to compete against my team. Tim already has problems as it is. He's in counseling. We finally have him in a good place.
Clearly, that tiger is also a full-on adult. I mean, he sounds like the guy from The Grinch.
That is the other – oh, the voice. Can we talk about the voice of these characters?
The voice of Tony the Tiger is – these characters all have some of the greatest voice acting work ever given to animated characters.
Yes. People like Dawes Butler and the great Thurl Ravenscroft, who is the voice of Tony the Tiger. And also our friend and two or three-time Thrilling Adventure Hour guest, Billy West, is the voice of Buzz Bee. Or was.
Get out of here. Is he really?
He was when we were children. I don't know if he's continued to do it or if he stepped down, but I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time. So that's part of it. That Thurl Ravenscroft voice, that they're great, is
well done.
So fantastic. Thank you. I will say that this is kind of sad. When he passed away, I got to audition to replace Tony the Tiger. And on the one hand, I was very excited because
were you auditioning for Kellogg's, or was it like, were you auditioning for his family?
No, it was really like submit.
They're like, look, if you can do the voice, you can come live here as our patriarch.
No, I got an email that was like, hey, can you submit this right away? It's really urgent. And in doing it, it was really exciting because how cool would it be to be the voice of Tony the Tiger? But I was overwhelmed doing it with this incredible sadness because Tony the Tiger, in my mind, Tony the Tiger had passed away and that voice had passed away. And that to me was a bigger loss than if somebody was like, hey, can you do Captain Crunch's voice for us? Like that doesn't leave as big of a hole in my heart as Tony the Tiger, although I love them both. Like it's hard. I don't know that I'm 100% made up my mind, but I know to me, I feel a stronger connection to Tony the Tiger and I can't really defend it with any fanciful speech or reasoning other than to say like, I knew in that moment how much it had impacted me. And I think they've cycled through a few Captain Crunches over the years, and it's never been like, oh, well, I identify it with this guy. And with Tony the Tiger, I did.
Okay. Well, I don't know then in that case, if it is your personal story and your connection to Tony the Tiger,
right,
if it is our mutual respect for the great voiceover artists, if it is the fact that everybody that I told today that this was going to be the topic tonight when we did this episode said, oh, Tony the Tiger. I don't know which of those reasons it is, but are you comfortable moving Tony the Tiger on to the final two?
I think I am. I hate that he has to do it at the expense of Captain Crunch, who...
Look, there've got to be some casualties.
Yeah, I think we say see you later to the good captain and send him sailing. Off into Milky Infinity.
All right. So now we are down. By the way, Milky Infinity is my next tattoo. just across my knuckles.
Of course.
Like I can fit them on all my knuckles because, you know, eyes are not that big. All right. The championship game is about to begin. Tony the Tiger versus Buzz Bee. Hal, what say you?
I say for me, they're both really good in different ways. On the one hand, yes, Busby is a rapper. On the other hand, Tony the Tiger performs superhuman, even though he's not a human, feats of athleticism and strength and encourages kids to do everything they can. At the end of the day, though, both of these creatures are peddling junk food on the youth of America.
But they're both doing it nobly.
Exactly. Look, they're doing the wrong thing for the right reasons. We all agree to that.
And they're also – they're giving some good examples.
Like what?
Well, like, you know, get outside and play.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, go outside and play, and when you can't
or
play
or go outside and pollinate, respectively.
That's right. Play until you can't play anymore, and then come inside, shovel down a bowl of Frosted Flakes, and then run around that yard until you fall asleep under a tree. Mommy and Daddy work real hard, and they just need some time to themselves. So what do you think?
Here's what I think. I think you and I have said over and over again the virtues of all of the – of both of these characters going on down the line. This is now the fourth round that these particular mascots have been in. They have been dissected and in a bloody battle. So we know everything we're going to know about these two. Why don't we see where we are? Why don't I will count and then we will simultaneously say who we think the winner is. All right. If there is a difference, then we will hash it out.
Sounds good.
So I will count to 12 and then we will say it.
What?
Well, I wanted to build up the suspense.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hal?
Go ahead, please.
9, 10, 11.
Oh, God.
12.
Tony the Tiger. People of the world, there is no more Saturday morning children's television, not like there used to be, but wherever children are exposed to programming, they're exposed to advertising just for them. They'll see so many mascots come before them. And only one of those mascots peddling poisonous sugar cereal can be the best. And that mascot would maul and destroy every single one of these other mascots. Why do you think Sugar Bear became Boo Berry? Tony the Tiger. not even with his claws and his teeth. He hit him with a foul ball during batting practice. It's a terrible accident. But still, Tony the Tiger inspires us all to be better people, to reach greater heights, to imagine things that we didn't think were possible, and then to achieve those goals. And all you have to do to achieve those goals is to eat Frosted Flakes cereal. And that is why the best cereal mascot, hands down, paws up, is Tony the Tiger. Asked and answered.
But Hal, there are many, many questions that have not been answered, that have been asked but have not been answered.
True.
What are we going to do about that?
I guess we're going to deal with them one at a time, Mark, with a bowl of Frosted Flakes by our side.
Well, the best way to do that is for you to keep sending us your suggestions. Reach out to us on Twitter at WeGotThisTweets or check out the Maximum Fun subreddit. There's a conversation happening right now.
Yes, or go to Facebook.com/WeGotThisPodcast. That's where this one came from, so you could be next. Or email us at WeGotThisPodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks, as always, to Jonathan Dinerstein and Mike Furman for our score and our song, respectively.
Thank you to producer Ken Plume, researcher Kate McManus, graphic designer Uri Kelman, and our QA engineer Jen Alba, making her premiere in the end credits of this episode. Mark, did you know we have a QA engineer?
No. What's QA?
It's quality assurance. What that means is I edit the episode, and then Ken mixes and masters it, and then I get it delivered early. And before I upload it, I share it with Jen, who is in the desk across from me at work. And she listens to the episode and lets me know if there's anything I missed.
Very cool.
You're doing the Lord's work, Jen. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Jen.
Speak your name.
And of course, as always, thank you to you, our listeners. You have given us so much joy in these chances to sit and talk about the things that are most important in this world. So thank you for that. For Hal Lublin, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
And for Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Lublin. And don't worry, everyone.
We got this.
We got this.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.